Your choice. The power of the Lord was present to heal. John 5, verse 17. He could not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Matthew 13, 38. What a glorious truth that the power of the Lord is present to heal. But there was a place where his power to heal was not a present help in trouble. There was a place where he could not help them because of their unbelief. He was never unwilling to give, for over and again we read, he healed them all. Matthew 12, verse 15. We read in Luke chapter 4 that when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. God's arm is not short, his heart is not cold, his power is not diminished, for his healing touch comes through the almighty power of the Almighty God. But he could not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. How sad. God desired to pour out health and healing, but their foolish bias prevented him. Their proud hearts were tightly shut against the rich blessings he brought, hardened against him because of familiarity with him. He desired to pour out on them healing and wholeness, but they dismissed him. He came with rich blessings in his hands, but carried them away with a sad heart. The heart that is open to his presence will gladly partake of all his grace and love. Some are even sufficed to gather the crumbs that fall from the table of others. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Oh yes, he will give abundantly, and he will give more abundantly, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There is never any lack of power to save, nor any lack of blessing to receive. Yet we may be near him and miss out on the blessings he is willing to bestow for hardness of heart. He may approach us, desiring to impart rich gifts of strength, comfort and joy. He may come bearing gifts of wholeness and health, wisdom, love and help. And yet he may be prevented by unbelief, as he was that time so long ago. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. We ourselves must be in a position to accept that which he comes to bring. We must also be in a condition to receive all that he comes to give, to welcome his gifts through whatever channel he chooses to send them. We too can close our hearts to Christ and keep his blessings outside our lives. For weak as we are, divine omnipotence will never compel his blessings upon us. There must be a willingness to receive. There must be a heart open to his tender advances. It is often because of unbelief that God's power is prevented from working within. He is able and he is willing, and he is ever present to help in time of need. But he will never force us to accept his gifts. That choice is ours and ours alone. How often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, yet ye would not. I wonder how many blessings we have forgone because of our unbelief. May our hearts be ever open to hear his voice. May our hearts be ever willing to receive the blessings he wants to give.